It is 7 p.m., so I will call the meeting to order, and we'll do a roll call. Oh, yeah. Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's the one thing that's not on the agenda, the pledge. Okay, roll call. Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Zamparelli.
Here.
Commissioner Zatar is absent. Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Nugent.
Here.
And Vice Chairman Schuster, I am here. Okay, approval of the minutes. I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the October 15th Plan Commission meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Paul, seconded by Commissioner Zamparelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have one non-public hearing, Orland Park Place subdivision. Staff, can you tell us, let's see, how are we doing this now? Are we doing the, we're doing the staff first, aren't we?
The petitioner first.
Petitioner first, okay.
Do you want me to swear him in, even though it's a non-public?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Can you just raise your right hand? Thank you.
Better safe than sorry.
Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you present tonight in this matter will be the truth and nothing but the truth? If so, please say I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Your name and address, please.
Sure. Jason Rebert, 109 New Camellia Boulevard, Suite 100, Covington, Louisiana, 70433.
Covington, Louisiana. You came a long way for tonight.
Sure did. Sure did. P-Man has a good bit of properties in the Chicago market, so we're able to accomplish a good bit for the trip. So,
pleasure to have you here. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening. As I mentioned, my name is Jason Rebert. I'm here tonight on behalf of PMAT Orland, owners of the Orland Park Place Shopping Center. The case in front of you this evening is for the re-subdivision of Orland Park Place. PMAT purchased the property back in March of 2024 and immediately started a releasing and redevelopment efforts on the property. Happy to report, as you probably know, Steinhoffels is well underway with construction of their little over 100,000 square foot store, which took the balance of the vacancy left by Bed Bath & Beyond and some of the other surrounding vacancies well under construction. They're scheduled to be open at the end of November. I think Black Friday is their scheduled grand opening. So great addition to the shopping center, great addition to Orland Park. Very happy to have them here as part of the project and within the community. Additionally, as part of the purchase, PMAT also worked towards some additional releasing efforts which are underway for some of the smaller vacancies. In very short order, we realized that we're really running out of development square footage, gross leasable area on the property. So we turned our attention to the matter at hand is the re-subdivision, which is going to create two new outlots along 94th Avenue, lots, I believe, six and seven. We worked very closely with staff on some very early conceptual site plans there to ensure that the lot square footage was going to be ample for a wide array of various development options on the property. And the lot sizes that you see currently on the plat reflect that. Additionally, we created a new lot two, an outlot for the existing building at 115-159 LaGrange Avenue. That's the multi-tenant building that currently houses Wu's Ramen, Jamba Juice, Massage Envy, and a few other smaller tenants as well. That was done to create an outlot similar to the other existing outlots to better assess real estate taxes and also to kind of keep it consistent with the other outlots along LaGrange and the surrounding streets. We also worked very closely with staff to clean up a good bit of old non-conforming lot lines within the property. As y'all are probably aware, the shopping center was built back in the early 80s as an enclosed mall. Went through a very, very large redevelopment in the late 90s to an open-air configuration as we see it today. And we spent a good bit of time with staff, Marcus and his colleagues, to go through the existing lot configurations and clean up some of these old lot lines that were left over from numerous re-subdivisions throughout the years of this project. So that is also, again, reflected here as well. As part of this subdivision, we were also working on some amendments to the ECR document, which is the easements, covenants, and restrictions document. That document effectively handles a lot of the common area maintenance, cross-access, cross-parking, signage rights, and other operational matters within the shopping center. That document is recorded, will flow through titles in the event of any of these lots are sold in the future. The operational standards and measures that are currently in place will flow with those sales. Really all I had today was just to kind of go through any questions the staff and or the commission may have at this time. But this is really setting us up to continue development over at Orland Park Place. We've had a lot of leasing interest in the shopping center, very happy to report that, and we're just looking forward to continuing this in the future.
Thank you. Staff, you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd like to begin by requesting that the staff report be entered into the record as written for this case. So as Jason just stated, the purpose is to re-subdivide the shopping center to add additional outlots and clean up some of the older boundary lines. And just to note, there's no physical changes occurring at this site at this time with this case. The site's in the regional core planning district, and the land use is designated as regional mixed use. And that land use promotes diverse users with an active day and nighttime population. So by creating these additional outlots, that does support the comprehensive plan goals for the regional core district. The site's zoned COR mixed use and is not changing with this petition. And the proposed subdivision has been reviewed to meet the minimum requirements for that zoning district. And once again, as Jason stated, so here's a proposed new layout of lot one. On the left side of the screen, it's a little hard to see from the TVs up there, but you can see the older lot lines. They're the thin lot lines on there, but the thicker ones are the new lots. And as Jason mentioned, the 15159 LaGrange Road, which is the building with the Jamba Juice and Wu's Ramen, that will now be its own outlot consistent with the rest of the center. And both these lots exceed the minimum 10,000 square foot lot size that are required within the core district. So here's lot six, which is located off of 94th Avenue. It's about 30,000 square feet in size, which was designed for a new building. There's not a lot of activity going on right now at the back of the shopping center, so it is a pretty ideal location to be adding more businesses along 94th Avenue. And the same goes for lot seven, which is also off of 94th Avenue. This is just north of the former Buca di Beppo restaurant. And both lots six and seven meet the requirements in the core district, and they do exceed the minimum lot size requirements for the zoning district. And lot seven is a little bit smaller than lot six. It's about 25,500 square feet. So regarding the future of this site, an amendment to the Orland Park Place special use permit will be required once new development begins to occur on this property. Additionally, staff requested that the petitioner make the lots larger, as Jason did mention, just so we don't have to do any future code relief. You can get multiple tenant types on the site. It's just kind of to streamline it, make the lots larger so they can fit multiple different uses. And then we also mentioned that the petitioner should also utilize some best management practices, try to cut down on the impervious surface that's located on that parcel with the large amount of parking that's there. Staff recommends to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting, and staff recommends that the Plan Commission approves the plat of subdivision. Thank you.
Well, we don't have anybody in the audience to ask if they have any questions. Commissioners have any questions. Commissioner Zamparilli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I love the fact that you're refurbishing that old mall, so that's great. Obviously, with those two outlots there, six and seven, you're going to have to reconfigure that the drive there, correct?
Correct, and that was incorporated as part of some of the preliminary site plans that we've already provided to the city as a basis for the re-subdivision. As Marcus had mentioned, properties will have to go through a site plan review as part of a future development permit. And a lot of those will, those reconfigurations will occur as part of that process.
Well, that's reason enough for me to support it, because I'd like to see that parking lot get cleaned up. It's just goofy right now.
It's a large parking lot, and honestly, a lot of PMAT's properties across the country, including the Chicago market, we've been very fortunate to be able to recapture a lot of these larger, vast parking lots that really don't serve a whole lot of purpose. You know, even on Black Friday, I promise you that shopping center is still going to be very full, but a very small percentage, you know, is going to be utilized compared to what's there. I mean, there's over 3,300, I think, parking spaces there currently. So it's a great opportunity to kind of bring some of those back into commerce.
Who owns the TGI, the old building? That's not part of this whole. You don't have that, right? That's separate.
That's correct. We don't.
What about the Benny's? Benny's
is within this development. It is currently vacant. We are working with a couple national users right now through some letter of intents, LOIs. Hopefully, those will materialize into a lease. But that was some of the releasing efforts I'd mentioned earlier.
Which is great. I like the windows they cut in at Steinmart. Steinhoffel.
Steinhoffel. Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know if any of y'all had a chance to tour it during construction or go through it, but it is going to be a first-class store. It's going to be a great addition to the
area. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to it. So I'm very excited, happy, and happy you got picked up a new mall. So
appreciate it. Thank you.
Commissioner Nugent.
Either one, but staff or Jason. So, like as he said, there's a lot of parking lots still. So, if they want to spin off another parcel, they have to come again.
Correct.
Like 94th between the three restaurants, they could squeeze in one more, right?
We could. We've actually looked at that. At this time, we just really wanted to focus on the two development out parcels, see what interest we have. We've had some pretty good interest so far. That is a possibility if it does work out. Obviously, parking count wise and. Conforming to other stuff. Absolutely, and you're right. It does set itself up very well for a third out parcel there. It's something we'll definitely consider in the future.
But that's nothing today prohibits that. Right?
Correct.
Commissioner Sanchez.
I have no other questions.
Commissioner Paul.
Yeah, I think it's good that to see a retail shopping mall doing well.
In this day and age, it's a very good sign.
You know, and then the fact that
encouraged.
We're trying to accommodate more people wanting to come in there, which is even better. The concern I had was about parking, but that's not. Nobody uses those spots. I drive by there all the time.
You're correct.
I never see anybody back there. I don't see that being an issue. So yeah, you got my support on this.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. This shopping center, as you probably know, has had a very interesting history.
Yes.
It started out as going to be a sister to Orleans Square, you know, an enclosed mall, and that didn't pan out, so it was redeveloped as a part of a TIF district. It's always had some parking issues on the front end, as you probably know, along the Grange Road, but an overabundance of parking on 94th Avenue. And the parking lot on 94th Avenue has a very strange configuration. Have you looked at perhaps laying that out a little differently? And as Commissioner Zamparelli indicated, perhaps getting some additional outlots over there, because it's definitely, there's too much asphalt back there. It's a goofy layout, and you could use more development on that right along there.
It could. As I mentioned, I think it is something we will consider in the future. You know, the task at hand was really to kind of create the two initially, see how that goes. If history is any indication, we feel they're going to do very, very well based off of a lot of the interest we've had so far. And I do agree with you. It's I think the front lays out very, very well, but as soon as you kind of make that turn next to Kohl's, you're just in this vast of parking lot that's really got no boundary. And honestly, these two outlot developments and possibly some ones in the future will kind of help create some boundaries where it feels more of like a cohesive parking lot than just a sprawling vast asphalt.
In addition to having too much asphalt, it just laid out strangely. It's very difficult. If you've had too much to drink, you definitely are in trouble driving through that parking lot because it has some weird angles and bends and turns.
You're not speaking from experience, are you?
No.
No.
And a lot of that's associated with how the building is oriented to the property in relation to the property lines. The building kind of makes the turn, you know, and the parking lot just kind of follows behind. It is a very odd transition from honestly both sides, the school side and then the Cole side. Right. I do think these additional developments will kind of help, you know, kind of reconfigure that and kind of create some more true parking boundaries.
Okay, so you heard all the commissioners, you heard all the objections from the audience. So it's time to get down to business here. At this time, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Zamparelli.
Regarding case number 2024-0064, also known as Orland Park Place Resubdivision, staff recommends to accept and make findings of fact and discuss at this plan commission meeting and within the staff report dated September 25th, 2024.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay. Moved and seconded by Commissioner Zamparelli and Commissioner Paul. All in favor? Let's take a roll call. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Nugent?
Aye.
Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
And I vote aye. And I don't know, do we ever have a motion to open that hearing? I don't think we did.
Oh, that's right. Well, I'll make the motion that we open.
All right. The record will reflect that Commissioner Zamparelli moved to open what we just talked about. And was somebody second that motion?
Second.
Okay. So we had a motion to open and close public hearing. We had a motion to approve.
Now do we have to close it?
The petitioner's request. And now we have a motion. I entertain a motion to close the non-public hearing.
I'll second. Want to make the motion? Make the motion to close hearing.
The non-public hearing. Okay.
Case number 2024-0664.
Is there second. A second? Okay. Moved and seconded to close the non-public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, are there any questions regarding the memo concerning new petitions? Any questions of staff? Does staff have anything else they want to enlighten us on? Not tonight, okay. Well, at this time I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Zamparelli. Seconded by Commissioner Paul, that we adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned at 7:17. 7:17.